Welcome to my humble abode once again this morning. God bless you. Good morning. And I pray that you are strong in your faith today and that God is moving wondrously in your life. I just want to thank everyone that's been writing, everyone that's been sending messages through either the phone number, which let me remember to put this on there now. So if you want a private session that we can talk and pray, probably about 30 minutes maximum, because I need to have to schedule you in. If you can come to my office, that'd be great. We have an office that we can use not too far from where I'm at, Houston, actually in the up by the airport. If you can do that, that'll be great. We can schedule a time. It'll be on a Thursday or so that we would meet. Or if you could call and set up an appointment time. This phone number that you're seeing on the screen is my phone number. It is a cell phone that I have for the ministry, and it is a ministry phone number, and you call it. Sometimes I'll pick up. Sometimes it'll just go to straight voicemail. If you text me, like several people have been texting, then it's great. I'll get back with you. If you leave a message, I can look at your prayer request and pray over it then and send you a text back or call you back. There's still several people I got to either call and talk to, but I'm trying to get that running, and I'm getting this morning session running. But my main thing is bringing the gift that God has given me in faith, and that is praying for the sick and seeing them healed, seeing miracles happen. You're going to hear a lot of those testimonies here on the show every time that we're on there. You're going to hear a testimony. You know, I used to put these sessions together, and I would have a picture, and I would have, like, I don't know if you've seen any of my Night at Faith sessions, but I would have a picture, and I would put it on the screen, like a picture in picture, and I'd stand in front of a desk with a big television, and I'd be like a sportscaster in a way, and I would just share the miracle about that testimony, whether it was a video, whether it was just something I could click through a few pictures and show you. Well, I used to say that for the end of the broadcast. You know, that was kind of like the treat, the dessert for spending the time. But the Lord spoke to me and said, no, you share it with them, these 10 minutes that you have with them. You give them the best you got, which is what you are. And that is a testimony of God's miracles. I'm just bringing you God's miracles that I've seen. At least 10 minutes, you'll hear something that's going to encourage you. It may be a big story, maybe something simple, but God's going to do it. And when God does it, it's going to be amazing. Your faith's going to be ignited, and you're going to see some great things happen. And to get my book, which is called Igniter of Faith, you can go to almost any bookstore and you can order it. We can get it on Amazon, and you can also just visit my website. It's right there. You can order it as well. I don't think it's on the front page. I think you have to go to the bookstore. So I need to fix that. I need to put the book on the front page, you know, like a little snippet or something of it. I'll figure it out, but let me write that down. Book on DYM. DYM is Dave, stands for David Yannis Ministries. For those who don't know, you hear me refer that a lot. So anyway, call, text, message, whatever. Even if you're seeing this on Messenger, when we do our ads, we put that you can contact me for prayer through Messenger. And I have prayed for almost a dozen people already. So this is just new. We just started this last week. Last week. This is going to be our second week in doing this, our third week doing this. Yeah, this is our third week doing this. And this is something completely new. And we're excited about it. We have done a week and a half. This is the second full week that we're doing this. And we're seeing results already. We're seeing people texting in and we're praying for them. And I believe the prayers avail. The Bible says, the effectual fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. So we need to know this. I love to pray. The three gifts, the three things that I love to do is pray. I love to pray for you. Second thing is I love to do these kind of media stuff, and I'm very good at it. That's a gift in itself. That's a very good gift that I have on that. And the third thing I like to do is just really believe. I like believing. I like dreaming. What God's going to do next? How is God going to do it next? So if I can impart something to you in those areas, then that's great. If I could reach you in audio, if I could reach you in video, hey, that's great. That means I'm spending 10 minutes of my time every day putting into you, and it's a blessing. We talked yesterday about San Diego, and let me tell you, I was talking to you about, I'm not the guy that writes a vision board and all that stuff. That's not me. That's never been me, or dresses it up, puts it on. That's not me. I don't make a shrine. I'm not making a shrine, but I do write down what I pray. I do write down thoughts. I write down ideas, and I can go back to what I've written down. And the iPad has really saved me some time going through all these notebooks, trying to see where I prayed. I do have a spiritual, I call it my spiritual journaling. I have a journal that I write down people that prophesied over me. But that's even becoming more digital as well. So I'm actually typing in quicker than I can write it. And that's good. But we're talking about this. Now, I wrote San Diego on that board. We prayed about it. And then I went to just 2018. It was not a great year as far as having things, because we lost our building. We were told that we were not allowed to be back in the place of money issue. I don't care. They wanted more money. They got an offer for our building after we redid the building and everything. And they made it beautiful inside, outside, not so much. And they asked us to leave, and that's fine. It's a whole other thing. Not even should be even a broadcast. But I started going everywhere. Hawaii opened up more. But one place I want to mention to you is San Diego. San Diego, I said, I was going to Los Angeles. I was holding healing services, and I had several people coming from San Diego. And I'm like, man, I need to go to San Diego. We had like maybe a dozen people come from San Diego to our services. And I've got their contact information. I got to do get better. They have a sign-in sheet or something. I always thought about having an iPad that they can just type in, you know, where they're at, the emails and stuff. Because sometimes people write things that's illegible. I can't read it at all because their handwriting is so crazy like mine. So we said San Diego. We're going to believe we're going to go to San Diego. The next time I come to Los Angeles, I'll go to San Diego as well. So we planned it. And we planned it so well that several times have happened that we started in a little conference room. I had no church out there that we knew of. I had no supporters that said, come here, we're going to be right here. But I did have emails and stuff, and I started emailing and texting people that I was going to be in San Diego, and hopefully they'd show up. Do you know our first time that we went to San Diego? And we went to San Diego. Let me tell you this. We went there. I went and stood at the hotel, and let me share this screen with you real quick. That's me. And me, I'm right here, two screens. That is our first ever service in San Diego. Let me make this bigger. I thought I pressed it. There it goes. All right. That is our first ever service in San Diego. 37 people showed up. So many people touched and healed in that little room. I can tell you that God moved. Less than 37 people in there, and people showed up. I never knew. I never knew it was going to happen. And it was amazing to see that. And I said, okay, maybe it was just one shot. I'll go back. So the next time I won't go back. And there's some testimonies that I can share with you. There's this young girl. Her name is Zoe. I don't have a picture of Zoe, but I just talked to her and her mother the other day. We prayed for them. This is like 4 years back. And Zoe had a touch of scoliosis. I share about my favorite testimony. If anyone asks me, what's your favorite testimony? It's Daniela. And I'll have to make an episode with just Daniela stuff, a whole week of Daniela stuff of what God did with that miracle. But she had scoliosis, Daniela, and God healed her right there. Her whole back was healed. Her legs were healed. If you've watched my ministry, you've heard the testimony. Well, Zoe had a touch of scoliosis. I shared Daniela's her testimony on just I bought this little projector. What paid way too much. Could have got cheaper on Amazon, but we needed it, so I bought it at Best Buy. Just went and put those images on the screen. She's seen Daniela's picture. She's seen Daniela's healing. She's seen Daniela testifying, and her body caught on fire. That she ran out the hallway. Her mother follows her and chases her all the way down the hallway. She's in the bathroom at the conference room. I'm not just down the hallway from this picture here. And let me tell you, it was funny. Because now, Daniela's testimony touched Zoe so much that the mother found all the clothes on the floor, found her in a women's stall in the bathroom. And she's like, why are you taking your clothes off? She goes, Mom, my body's on fire. It's on fire. It's so much on fire. And she said, let the Holy Ghost do what the Holy Ghost does. He's touching you right now. And God healed her in that bathroom stall. Can you believe that? It's amazing. And I'll share Daniela's testimony soon. I have so many pictures and video of what happened. I have to put that together. But I like this 10-minute sessions to be just a testimony like that to encourage you. God healed her. But let me tell you this. Let me tell you this. That, pick up the picture one more time. Full screen. Now, that right there would not have happened if I didn't believe that God will take us there. If I didn't pray and say, this I know that God will do it. It wouldn't have happened. If we got into that room, let me tell you that in that room was only 37 people, but it was a seed of faith, a seed of trusting God. That I've been back to San Diego since then two more times. It's like I'm doing a gang symbol. No, two more times. Anyway, and let me tell you this. Let me tell you what happened. It's amazing. Now, 1,000 people, I'm going to share the next show tomorrow morning, 1,000 people, not once, but twice, showed up to my event. Something about San Diego. The fact that the next 3 or 4 shows, I'll be talking about San Diego. So many testimonies there. All right, my friends, let's pray. Father, we believe that these words were encouraging, that you touched my brother and my sister by faith, that you have done great things in their life, in Jesus' name. That things are going to change right now, that healing is happening. And we believe by faith, your anointing has changed and moved things in their life forever. All those things that they could not see happen, all those things that they thought they lost, finances, Father, we pray right now, healing in this, Father, that you rejuvenate this finances, Father. Father, the sicknesses, Father, that have come against their home, even at the point that they think they're cursed, we break that right now in Jesus' name. We believe healing is happening. Amen and amen and amen. Message me, contact me through any of these social media platforms, or just go to our website. We have a form there, and our website is this right here. All right, God bless you. Thank you again for joining. Thank you again for being a part of it. And we hope to see you again tomorrow. God bless. We're going to continue in San Diego this week talking about it. I'm not in San Diego. I'm in my house, but I'm just testifying about San Diego. All right. God bless.